You're listening to the show that talks about stuff the others can't, don't, or won't. The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
If I don't stop eating this greasy American fast food,
well, undernourished and we're overfed, and we're munching on the burger with the white bread, and we're sucking up the sugar in the milkshake.
Well, I tell you what, that is just unbelievable how I cannot memorize scripture, but I still know the lyrics to Randy Stonehill's songs from 400 years ago. Why is that, Glenn?
It's done in an entertaining fashion.
It's just pathetic. Randy, why didn't you have more of a spiritual influence on my life, you know? That's really, really what I'd like to know.
I don't know if I can take credit for that, bro. It's maybe you're just not, like, as receptive to the heavenly realm.
Right.
I don't
need to work in my receptivity.
I don't know, man.
Randy Stonehill, there's a guy named Glenn Allen's joining us today, co-hosting in the studio. Glenn and I have done some television together, and he's actually, well, he's better for radio if you've seen him. So he's joining us today. Randy, Glenn, Randy.
Hey,
Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend.
How you doing? So you're
how
back.
You doing?
You're back in Southern Ontario, like a bad rash, a recurring nightmare.
I was going to say, like, boy, we're tracking, because I was going to say, yeah, like a foot disease. Spray, 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 thing just keeps coming back. Now, it's a pleasure to be back in the Great White Northy.
Beauty. Yeah, you brought, like, some warmth with us. And you're going to be down at Wayne Fleet Brethren of in Christ. Is it in Christ or of Christ?
In.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I got the right. What is that word, between words? Is that a, what's a grammatical way to describe that word? In or of, what are they?
Buddy, you're working too hard, I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
anyway,
he's looking at me, I'm going, I don't know.
Wayne Fleet Brethren, if Christ, I wrote down. Tonight at 7:30, the doors are going to open at 6 o'clock, free will offering. Ah, who's will? And then the 10:45 morning service tomorrow morning. That's down near Port Colborne, I believe. You wouldn't know that, but apparently there's going to be quite a gathering, Mr. Stonehill.
Yes, they're having a mortgage-burning celebration, and I thought I'd bring my own mortgage along. I wish that would work like that, but no. Yeah, and so since I was in town, they said, boy, you know, we'd love to make this kind of a special wingding and have you come and do some music. And I said, yeah, I am malleable and open to suggestions. So here
I'm sorry, you're what?
Come.
He's what?
I have a mallet. My hair is like a mullet.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I said, yeah, man, I'll do that. So that's what we're doing.
How's the family? How's the wife and the young the family?
You know what? By God's grace, the fam is doing pretty well. A minimum of gunplay, mm-hmm. Always good. You know. And, you know, these days my wife is so gracious. She goes, come on, honey, I'm going to give you three steps. Now, serpentine, let's make this fun. Come on. Quit whining. It's just a flesh wound. Oh, you musicians are all the same.
It's merely a flesh wound.
Yeah. So, you know, actually, my wife, Sandy, is hard at work in the garden. She's an avid gardener, and she's just darn good at it. So.
Is she still working at the shop?
No, she's not working at the shop, but she is working part-time with a friend who has an elder care company, kind of helping people deal with elderly
right,
you know, parents and stuff, and how, you know, and make that transition from one stage to, like, a, you know, the proper nursing home situation.
Sure.
So she's got she's doing that part time, and my daughter has come back to the left coast, as we say.
Wow.
Yeah, she left Manhattan in where she was going to business. She's going to Fordham in Manhattan. It's like a business college and or university, I guess. And she came back west, and we were glad to see her because,
nice.
You know, she's just been on her own, kind of, you know, finding her way,
sure.
Her own road. And you're going, okay, well, just, it's a bumpy road, babe. Just really be careful out there. You know, she's been out there thinking she's young and bulletproof, and came back with a little more humility and clarity, and has sort of found her niche. And she's hard at work at a place called Empire Academy, which is a very intense professional makeup artistry school that you know, it ain't no beauty college. I mean, it's this prepares you for work, serious work in film and video, and
right.
So it can be good freelancing, you know, good money, a very diverse experience. And I talked to her just a few days ago, and I said, so, okay, I'm sorry, because she's come back. She's not like, she came back and we said, honey, so you want to come back in your old room? And she went, oh, honey, Dad, I've been in Manhattan. That would be a little claustrophobic, so thanks, but no. So she's got an apartment with a roommate in Huntington Beach, just like 10 minutes from us. But so I was talking to her, and I said, so you're like hard at work doing all this stuff with Empire, and what do you think? She goes, oh, Dad, it's just intense, it's challenging, and I love
it. And she loves it,
and
yeah.
She's actually one of the top two students in the school.
Good for her.
I know, so I'm going, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, you are good. You make a way. Just when I want to tear my hair out and think, what on earth is my child doing? You kind of, shine a light and bring her back, you know, into, kind of onto, you know, more solid ground. So, yeah, we're making progress. And
good, man.
Yeah.
Good.
And they're still speaking to me, which is, like I said, that's always good.
You know, Randy, to those young men and women that go through the makeup artistry and what have you, you should have seen the girl. We had to bring in a special young lady with special talent when we were doing our TV show to work on Drew's head.
Oh, come on.
The prosthetics alone.
I didn't even see that coming. Unbelievable.
See, the prosthetics would have just been ample.
Oh, yeah.
But see, I know a little bit about that makeup industry. I grew up in the funeral business, and my mom did the makeup on the bodies.
Oh, my goodness.
Just thought I'd share that with you. So listen, were you down, Randy, were you down at the GMAs? Because I was in a little convertible car, 80 degrees every day, sunny. My wife and I drove around. We had an absolutely gorgeous time avoiding all the festivities.
Yeah, there you go.
And I heard you were there causing a little trouble at Ray's house.
Okay, at Ray's house. Yeah, I was there. I was there for two reasons. I actually wasn't involved in a lot of the specific GMA goings on, but I was there with Mike Pacelli, who is a great guitarist, an old friend of Phil Keggy's, and Phil Keggy himself.
Phil Keggy
and
himself.
We were at the Vanderbilt Hotel. Doing Beatles Unplugged thing with Ken, whose last name escapes me, who was used to be the CEO at Apple Records and worked with the Beatles.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. He worked with them for like 10 or 12 years. And he's written a book about his journey from that time to his conversion called The Beatles, The Bible, and Bodega Bay.
All right. Yeah, you know what? I think I've had him on the show.
No kidding.
I can't remember his last name either.
Well, see, that's continuity of theme. As long as he knows.
I hope he does.
But I tell you what, it was just delightful. As a matter of fact, you can go on YouTube, I think just put my name in, and track on down, and you will see footage of Phil and Mike and me doing This Boy and doing Nowhere Man.
Right.
So Ken, and you know, we're on stage and we're doing this thing, and I'm looking out at the audience, and I'm thinking, okay, that's the guy. Okay, we're singing Beatles songs for the guy who worked with the Beatles. You know, it was just very strange.
Very surreal.
And the guy was just gracious and enthusiastic and came up and said, what you guys did was so darn lovely. Can we consider just doing this, you know, more often at other places where I'm talking about my book and I'm speaking?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we just felt like, you know, yeah, twist my arm and walk on broken glass to do this, you know.
Nice.
So that was very cool. And then we were at my dear friend's house, Ray Ware.
Yeah. He's a good guy, eh?
Oh, he's...
I know so many people that like him.
Yeah. Well, he pays him off, you know. He's got a... So he's very poor, but
right.
he's rich in friends. That was so wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you really have issues. Speaking of YouTube, I'm not sure whether you would recognize this just from the audio portion, but we'll give this a little whirl and see how it goes. Okay.
I'm not afraid.
The Pizza Man.
Yay!
Oh, let's check this pizza here.
Okay, ladies.
We're starving.
Well, pizza for you.
Great.
Can I ask you what that is, Randy?
Sure. It's just a season of poor judgment. And, of course, there have been so many of mine. They all bleed together, Drew.
What is the pizza guy?
Well,
what is
the
that?
Pizza guy, it was when TBN had a show called Real Videos, they would let me be the guest VJ from time to time, and they'd also put these skits together.
Uh-huh.
It was Matt and Lori Crouch who were heading it up, and so yeah, so they.
Who are the four women in the curlers having a sleepover?
That's what scared me though. I saw the four women and the pizza guy, and I thought, where are you going with this?
Yeah. Oh man, you know. That's wisdom on your part.
Thank you. Who are they? Are they anybody's?
Yeah. Well, one of them, the more petite. Of course, I can't see through the phone, and I don't remember.
No.
The more petite brunette is my wife, Sandy.
Oh, okay.
I believe Lori Crouch is Matt's wife is one of them. And the other two, I think they just kind of smelled a party. And they, I don't know. Hey, you know, there's any good party. So look, there's pizza. Okay, we'll be on camera. I don't know.
Well, I was disturbed, to say the least.
And you know how I feel every darn day.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah, exhausting.
Let's just briefly chat about Stephen Curtis Chapman. I mean, tough stuff for him to go through in this last few weeks.
Yeah, one of those things that you just will not get to understand this side of heaven. And I love Stephen. Because he is just so darn authentic on stage, off stage. And, you know, I was talking to Ray, who goes to church, you know, with Stephen and his family. And I said, well, how do you think they're doing? He said, well, they're doing as well as can be expected, but they're also wise in that they really embrace community. And, which is just the godly model, you know, relationship with God and with others, and they really take it seriously. So they've got a lot of people around them, just standing with them, because there's nothing you can say.
No, no.
You know, the tragedy is just so jaw-dropping that you just say, okay, we're going to lock arms together and we are going to weep before at the gates of heaven, and remember that. We're not alone, you know. We're not alone. We've got each other, and God's hand is you know, on our shoulders. So.
And when you think about what Stephen Curtis Chapman and his family have gone through.
For those who don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess for those of you who don't know, his youngest girl, adopted girl, was tragically and accidentally hit by the family vehicle on the property and killed. And they are just absolutely gutted, as you can well imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, and this is kind of a shocking segue, but I really mean this. The title of your next album, Mystery Highway, is just an absolutely perfect way to encapsulate the nonsensical groanings of the Holy Spirit within us when some kind of goofy stuff like this goes down. It's just this mystery highway, and we don't have the answers.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's where the whole faith thing kicks in, I guess. I don't want to sound too spiritual here, but...
Well, yeah. Well, don't... That's all right. In your case, Drew, that ain't going to happen.
No.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you know what? I think that is true. And I will say this, too. In speaking with Ray, my best buddy since we were five, and my friend and my manager, and we were talking about it, and he said, you know, Randy, as I look at the challenges of my own life and I look at this situation... it just snaps me back to the foundational elements of reality, which are God's promises. God promised that as we hear his call and surrender to him in repentance, he will save us. He also promises that he will never leave us or forsake us. Everything else takes a back seat to that. Everything else is gravy. He said, those promises are so rich that, you know what, you're a rich man, but that does not mean that you won't end up, you know, filing for bankruptcy. That doesn't mean that you won't end up dying of, some debilitating disease. But the promises are so, they're so massive that they overshadow everything else. So he said, whenever I start feeling sorry for myself because of my own struggles, I immediately get embarrassed. And I just say, wait a minute, man. Look what God did. Yes, you don't understand some of these other things. Yes, you're in pain at times. Just, you know, just shut up and get some perspective, because we have a vision of what we think life should be or what we hope our lives will be. And it is all, and they are almost never aligned with that vision.
Yeah.
That's not the way it is.
No.
You know?
No.
So God is God, and life is... I wrote a song, as a matter of fact, I'm doing tonight called Life is Tough, God is Good. So that's what it is.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, and one more little thing to mention before we talk about your concert tonight and then say goodbye to you. Very brief time here with Mr. Randy Stonehill, who's actually back in Southern Ontario, performing tonight at Wayne Fleet Brethren
in
Christ. Boy, that's just unbelievable. It's like
it's located in Wayne Fleet, and I'll tell you, Wayne Fleet is the home to the best. There's this fudge.
Food. You're going to talk about food, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, look at the size of me. 280 pounds. I'm 6 foot, Randy. And you have to check out the local. It's a chocolate fudge little factory place. It's a little place on the main strip. You got to go there before you leave.
There you go, buddy.
Okay. You know what? We can make that happen, actually. And this is a sweet little town. It's about an hour from Toronto. These people are just lovely, and I'm very glad to be here.
Nice. Tonight at 7:30, doors open at 6, free will offering, and then 10:45 tomorrow morning, the service. Randy will be providing the musical break. I guess we call that worship, actually, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Probably should, yeah.
Musical interlude.
Yeah, the interlude.
Yes. We've got to talk about Larry Norman. Of course,
yeah.
How long has it been now? Is it 2 months?
February 24th.
Oh, wow. Wow, that just went by so fast. Good night.
Yeah.
And a tough time for lots of people, and a tough time because it was hard to really explain or put into words, and I think maybe one of the best quotes I heard was from you, basically saying something like, I didn't understand Larry, and Larry didn't understand Larry.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if he fully understood himself. But this is a loss that I'm still processing, because the man introduced me to Jesus. He had a profound effect on my life, spiritually and artistically. And you know, the funny thing about him was that we were really primally connected, but we weren't always close. This was a guy who was a brilliant. He was like a visionary genius, really. But he was also a dreadful businessman. Had his own, you know, quirks and dysfunction, and so you know, there I was in the middle of this relationship with him, both, you know, as brothers and as artists, it just got so strained and convoluted after several years that I just said, oh man, I'll always love you, but I can't function like this. I'm not sure how if this is the best way to work, you know. And so we parted company as partners back, I guess, in 79. And then he reconnected with me, I guess, about 5 years ago. And he asked me to participate in writing liner notes and finding photos for the reissue of Welcome to Paradise, mm-hmm. which is, you know, one of the records he produced for me, and one of those records that ended up being described as kind of one of the foundational, you know, pieces of work for this genre. So, and so, you know, we worked on that a long distance. I would fax him liner notes, and we'd talk on the phone. And I had hoped that in these last, I knew that his health was shaky, and I'd hoped in these last years that perhaps we could, you know, maybe I could fly up to Salem, Oregon, where he was living, and just talk life, maybe kick around some song ideas, and just, you know, that the last season would be closer and richer. And I was actually, though I knew his health was bad, I was actually kind of shocked when I heard that he had died, because to me he was like a barnacle, you know, and I mean that in the best possible way. The guy was such a force of nature that I sort of thought, well, you know what, it's going to take a heck of a lot to pry this guy off the hull of the planet, you know. His health is going to be up and down, but, you know, come on. there's modern medicine, and he's so darn tenacious, and he has so much to offer, and he's probably going to be around for another 10 or 20 years. And it was very, very shocking and difficult for me when I got the news. I want to tell you something else about that. Darn, what am I thinking? He said out loud. Oh, I know what I was thinking. I just, as I looked at the situation, I thought, you know what? The big picture here is to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So he's beyond his struggles and his questions. He made a lasting contribution by God's grace. And I knew him well enough to know that if you had the power to wish him back to the planet, he would deeply resent you for it. You know,
yeah.
He'd go, leave me alone. I'm with Jesus. It doesn't get better than this. You guys, you'll muddle through. I'm going to see you soon enough.
Yeah.
So just, you know. So that's when I think about this, the loss and wishing that there had been time to resolve more of our personal issues and things, I think, yeah, you know what? It's all clear in Larry's heart and mind in heaven. I know if I could hear him, he would say, Randy, you know, you have the privilege of service in the kingdom. I love you. And life is short. Get on with your work. I'll see you again. It's just right around the corner, man, because this life is as short as a finger snap.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My world has never been without Randy Stonehill and Larry Norman, and I'm glad you're in our lives, man. This sounds like it's a sort of a eulogy for you right now, but I'm glad you are rolling as strong as ever. And of course, this Mystery Highway, looking quite forward to this release. And of course, this concert tonight, Wayne Fleet Brethren in Christ tonight at 7:30. Doors open at 6:00, free will offering, and then 10:45 service tomorrow morning. Randy will be doing the tunes. It's good to have you back in Canada. It really, really is, and I'm sorry we never got a chance to embrace.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, think of it as delayed gratification.
Yeah.
And just make sure that you take your annual bath, just like me, before there is the embracing of the brethren. Now, you know what? It's been too long, and I'm glad to be back. I only wish that I could spend more time and actually come to the station and loiter with both of you guys. And
we'll have to get you back up to the ranch. Bring Sandy, and you can stay up at that suite again and just, you know.
Yeah, twist my arm, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, chill around the ranch. All right, before we say goodbye, I've not heard this before, so this could be a bit of a surprise. It could be embarrassing to both of us.
All righty.
We're just going to see how this goes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Auburn High School Choir performing one of Randy's favorite songs. How many times has that been recorded, and how many different ways?
If I had a nickel for every time, Bubby.
What was the wildest thing you heard? The wildest rendition of Shut De Do?
It might be that one there. No, you know what? Gosh, I'm trying to think. I don't know, because I don't know if that's the same. I heard a recording of it from the Mormon Tabernacle.
Yeah, these might be Mormons, but it's the Auburn High School Choir is what it's labeled here. So I'd like to hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah, and that was just very, but what a strange setting to have that song. And I thought, well, hey, you know, maybe God will use it in that theologically squirrely terrain. I don't know. Yeah, but I've heard everything from rap versions to reggae versions to rock versions to I think one of my favorites, just because it's so awkward, is a slightly kind of overwrought, overly sincere folk version done by a girl trio out of Denver or something.
Right.
And I anyway. See, I could tell you their name, but maybe I shouldn't. So,
no, let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. So, but I love it. It's like it just became the song that will not die.
Yes.
You know, so
this is a song that never ends. That's what my daughter used to sing. Drive me nuts on camping trips or whatever the heck we were.
Yeah. Now there's a way of cleansing your kind of audio palette if you want, but you got to be careful.
Okay.
Because sometimes the cure is worse than
the
malady.
Oh, I know. You put in another song to knock out that song, and that song turns out to be worser.
I know. So you want to know? You want to know what it is?
Tell me.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Randy Stonehill on the Drew Marshall Show with the cure for Shetty Doe.
It's a small world after
jumping.
All.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you be careful what you wish for, buddy. There you go.
Just sit right back in the ear.
There we go. Now it's getting ludicrous. Yeah. Thank you very, very much. Randy, I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, buddy. We'll talk
to
you.
Take care.
Okay, blessings, gentlemen.
Take care. Randy Stonehill on the Drew Marshall Show. Doesn't get any better than that. He is a champion, let me tell you. We're going to go out with the Auburn High School Choir singing Shutty Doe. This is the first on the Drew Marshall Show. And when we come back, should a disruptive autistic teenager be allowed to remain in the church service? Quite a topic. We want to get your calls in this one, 905-338-1250. We'll be right back.